everyone, and welcome to Open Chat. I'm Kaylin Cifuentes, and today we will be discussing abortions and whether or not they should be legal. If you're wondering why I've chosen to talk about abortions, well, it's because as a female, this topic correlates with me more, and it feels as if I should understand both sides of this argument before I choose my own stance on the matter. For today's podcast, I will be using ProCon.org as my source of information. According to ProCon.org, abortion is defined as the expulsion of a fetus from the uterus before it has reached the stage of viability. Taking this definition into consideration, we will be discussing the death/killing of a fetus in the womb before it is allowed to be born. Let's first begin with some pros supporting abortion. When we think of abortion, we should consider that the ability of women to participate equally in the economic and social life of the nation has been facilitated by their ability to control their reproductive lives. I agree with this because abortion is not only about the child in the womb, but the mother as well. Because women are the ones who hold the baby in the womb for 9 months and have to deal with any problems during or after the pregnancy, I think they should at least be allowed to decide what it is they want to do with their bodies. In addition, ProCon.org states 76% of turnaways end up on unemployment benefits compared with 44% of women who had abortions. Not permitting women to have abortions could very much lead to high unemployment rates, as well as increase the likelihood of becoming victims to domestic violence. Women will most likely stay with their partner if not allowed to have an abortion, which may in turn lead to domestic violence if their partner was already abusive and never wanted the baby in the first place. Lastly, according to ProCon.org, with 55.9 million abortions performed worldwide each year, the population increase, if abortions weren't available, could be substantial. Whether you support them or not, abortions do help maintain and reduce overpopulation. If women are forced to have children they don't want, it could lead to conflicts over resources due to the overwhelming amount of babies being born each day. Although abortions have their pros, they also have their cons. In the next segment, I will go into further detail of the cons abortions have as well. Please stay tuned after this short commercial break. In the last segment, I spoke about some of the pros if abortions are legalized. For this segment, I will go into detail about some cons for possibly legalizing abortions. As mentioned in ProCons.org, the Federal Unborn Victims of Violence Act, which was enacted to protect unborn children from assault and murder, states that under federal law, anybody intentionally killing or attempting to kill an unborn child should be punished for intentionally killing or attempting to kill a human being. Unborn babies are still human beings, although not fully developed. I would have to agree that getting an abortion would be considered murder in a way, since life starts at conception. According to ProCon.org, there is universal agreement that pain is detected by the fetus in the first trimester. I don't think it's right to inflict pain on an innocent human being while also having the power to determine the end of another human's life. Lastly, as stated in ProCon.org, young adult women who undergo abortion may be at an increased risk for subsequent depression. Something as serious and life-changing as an abortion can take a toll on one's mental health, especially for the mother of the child. At the end of the day, whether she wanted the child or not, I think the mother will still form some sort of connection with the child, making it hard to deal with it mentally afterwards, possibly leading to mental battles like depression. For these reasons, I think it's important more people are informed of both pros and cons of abortion to better understand what would be the better option for not only the child but mother as well. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Open Chat, and until next time, take care and goodbye.